Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
Hey, what's up? I'm Erica Cruz Guevara, the host of The Bay. Donations keep independent journalism alive and healthy. And you support outstanding journalism when you support KQED. So if you haven't yet, check out donate.kqed.org/podcasts. That's donate.kqed.org/podcasts with an S.
From KQED.
I'm Erica Cruz Guevara, and welcome to The Bay, local news to keep you rooted. Okay, for real this time, the A's actually have a plan to leave Oakland. Last week, the team announced it'll play the rest of its home games in Sacramento starting next year as it prepares for a bigger move to Las Vegas. And fans who've been protesting A's management since last year are, as you guessed it, not happy about it.
I've never been able to relax since 1998, knowing that they could just leave any given day. And so here we are now, and it's still the same old shit.
Today, I talk with A's superfan and KQED producer Nina Thorson about the latest.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Avery Truffleman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
So, Nina, the A's are leaving Oakland, but not to Las Vegas yet. Can you remind us, where are the A's at right now in their planned move to Las Vegas? It's still a few years out, it sounds like, right?
Right. The A's have approval from Major League Baseball to relocate. They have a site. They've unveiled a design for a domed stadium with a big window. The architect called it a spherical armadillo. The A's don't have the funding for this ballpark completely worked out. In fact, we really don't know very much about where the funding is, except that we know they don't have either a loan or a outside funder that we know of. A's owner John Fisher says he and his family are going to put up as much of the funding as they have to. If everything goes the way they've planned, the new ballpark will open in 2028. But, you know, in projects of this magnitude, things often don't go as they planned.
Right, right. So still a few years out, and we're kind of in this interim period with the A's, right, where we know that they have this plan, but there's still a lot that needs to be done. But they recently announced a plan to temporarily move to a minor league park in Sacramento until their new stadium in Vegas is built, Why did they have to leave the Colosseum in the first place?
They're actually in the last year of a 10-year lease agreement that they signed. And it was very much a, you know, most favored tenant kind of lease. So it was a very low rate. They had the option of renewing it, and they were discussing with the city of Oakland and with Alameda County and the Joint Powers Authority, which manages the Coliseum. They were discussing renewals. But the city of Oakland, understandably, nobody wanted to give them the same great deal that they had before because they were no longer committed to the city. And in fact, the city and county had a bit of a disincentive in that on a per event basis, they can make more money with other tenants. They couldn't come to a number that was enough of a step up to satisfy the city and county and enough of a discount to satisfy the A's.
What were their options exactly, and why did the team's owner ultimately pick Sacramento?
So the options that we knew about that they were talking about publicly were staying at the Coliseum for the interim period or moving to minor league ballparks in Las Vegas, in Sacramento, or in Salt Lake City. Staying at the Coliseum would be their easiest option, and the team could keep all of its lucrative cable TV contract, which is based on their being in the Bay Area, which is a very large market compared to any of these other places. But the Coliseum holds about five times as many people as the minor league parks, so there'd be a lot of empty seats. And also the fans who have been protesting would continue to be very visible if they play at the Coliseum. It still seemed like Oakland had the edge. And then the owner of the Sacramento minor league team, the Rivercats, offered the A's free rent. And that seems to have been too good a deal for them to pass up.
And we felt that this was just a great interim home for the A's. We have a lot of fans.
So Dave Cavill is the president of the A's. And he has said that this is a very attractive deal for them. They're very excited about moving to Sacramento. And they think that the intimacy of the park, because it's only 10,000 plus seats. It'll be an interesting change from being at the Coliseum, which is 56,000 seats.
It's so intimate. It's like the spring training experience, but the games matter. And so I think people are going to have a fun time. People are going to travel in to see these games. It's going to be a great location for baseball. And as someone who's traveled to all 30 ballparks, seeing a baseball game, a Major League Baseball game in this type of setting, it's going to be world class and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Nina, you are a huge A's fan, as we've talked with you on this show plenty of times before. For those who don't know, Nina is one of the iconic drummers in, remind me which section?
Right field, section 149.
I mean, how are fans like you, I guess, responding to this news?
Yeah, you know, I was going to say something about it's, you know, is it adding insult to injury? There have been so many insults and so many injuries to this fan base in the last few years. For me personally, this is the first year since 2009, except for the pandemic years, that I haven't had at least a partial season ticket plan or a full season ticket plan this year.
So, I mean, to me, it's just disappointment.
Jorge Leon is the president of the Oakland 68s, which is a fan group that got its start in the right field bleachers. And full disclosure, I'm a member of the Oakland 68s.
You know, I wrote an essay in 1998 to try and keep Dave in Oakland. That was in 1998. So them staying in Oakland has always been in the back of my head. So in a way, I've never been able to relax since 1998, knowing that they could just leave any given day.
The idea that the A's would be leaving the Coliseum is something that fans have been hearing for so many years that it almost seemed like it was never going to happen. And Jorge Leon talked to one of our KQED reporters about what it feels like to be told, you know, not just that they are leaving eventually, but that there is a day when there is the last game coming up.
We're not supporting the team at all. Not in Sacramento, not in Vegas, not in San Jose, not in Fremont, not anywhere. We support the team in Oakland.
A's fans have been very active and very loud about their feelings about the team and plans to leave Oakland, organizing and staging protests, really rallying around this call to force the owner, John Fisher, to sell the team. Can you talk a little bit more about how fans have been organizing and protesting in the months leading up to this announcement?
So last year was the summer of sell. This year, it's going to be more of a boycott situation for the home opener this year, which was, you know, just a couple of weeks ago at the end of March. These two A's fan groups that have been leading the protests organized a boycott where people did not buy tickets to the game, but we all went into the Coliseum parking lots and set up a big party and partied throughout the game.
Okay, this is the parking lot about 6 p.m.
You know, Oakland has always been known for its tailgating experience. The Coliseum parking lots have been a magical place of celebration, both for the A's and for the Raiders, but this was really next level opening night. There were live bands, and there were free tacos, and the first 5,000 people got free flags that say sell on them. And it was just a surreal experience to be standing in the parking lot, looking through the little gap in the Coliseum's upper deck so that we could see the scoreboard. There were more fans outside the stadium than there were fans inside, that's for sure.
The actions you are describing, it's like fans saying, we're here, we exist in the thousands, but we're not going to give you our money.
Yes, it's definitely that. It's definitely the idea that nobody wants to give John Fisher any more money than is absolutely necessary if you want to go to a couple of games. A lot of people are trying to only buy tickets on the secondary market, so they've already been sold. I think the other thing about the protests is that they're not negative. Yes, the message is sell the team and get John Fisher out, change the ownership. But there's also a tremendous amount of positivity, a tremendous amount of festivity.
A's fans have also been pretty active around what's happening in Nevada, right? Where they've been preparing for an A's move. How have fans been getting involved in that front?
Another way that A's fans have been active in the last year is by supporting efforts in Nevada, specifically by the Nevada Teachers Union, to organize opposition to the public funding that the state voted for the A's ballpark. And the Nevada Teachers Union has two different legal strategies going on. One of them involves a referendum that they want to put on the ballot in November that would essentially allow the voters of Nevada to weigh in on whether they want to give the A's money for their stadium. And A's fans have been very instrumental in donating a lot of money to that effort. And there's a lot of A's fans who are planning to go to Nevada, to go to Reno and Vegas and other parts of Nevada and, you know, be the ones who will go around collecting signatures to put this thing on the ballot.
Oakland is, of course, preparing to contend with an empty stadium, and this is a real solid plan for the A's to officially leave Oakland. What is this going to mean for the Coliseum?
Well, in the short term, say next season, 2025, the plan is that the Coliseum is going to be the home field for the Oakland Roots and the Oakland Soul soccer clubs. There may be a few games for the Oakland Ballers. They wanted to do an exhibition game this year, but the A's said no. There could be outdoor concerts, which used to happen a lot at the Coliseum in the old days on the green. In the longer term, I mean, the Coliseum is it's an old stadium. It's been there since 1968. It will probably be demolished. And what happens next in that site is something that has been the subject of discussions for years and years.
And in the short term as well, Nina, what'll happen to the workers at the Coliseum?
I think it's going to be really tough for a lot of the Coliseum workers who are game day workers. A lot of those folks live in East Oakland. They live, you know, within easy commuting distance of the Coliseum. And it may be really tough for them. It'll be a big change for them. Now, a lot of those folks will probably end up working at whatever else goes on at the Coliseum, the Roots and whatever else happens there. It just may not be as many games, so it won't be as much money for people who are paid on a game-by-game basis. And then because of the way that the A's are relocating to Sacramento temporarily, they are moving into a stadium in Sacramento that already has a team that's there, the Rivercats, and that team has ticket takers and ticket sellers and grounds crew and all of the rest of the people who work at a ballpark. So the A's are planning to lay off most of those people. Only a very few people in the front office will relocate to Sacramento and then ultimately to Las Vegas, assuming that all goes forward.
What about the fans, Nina, who've been, as we've been talking about, really making big statements on where they stand, on how the A's owner, John Fisher, has been handling things? How could the move to Sacramento change fans' ability to protest or gather in the ways that they have been?
It's going to change. It's not going to be the same as it is at the Coliseum, but I don't think that A's fans are going to be quiet. I think there is a changing feeling at some levels of Major League Baseball, whether it's really an official policy or not. I think there is a changing feeling about the fan relationship and what it means to be a fan of Major League Baseball. The ideal were fans who were loyal to one team and were maybe loyal to one team over generations. You know, your parents took you to games and then you took your children to games. And the feeling that the sports team represented the city and represented the region and had some meaningful connections to that community. And in the past few years, and the A's are the most extreme example, but they're far from the only one. There seems to be a new philosophy that you buy a ticket to a ball game and that's all you're buying. You're not making a commitment to the team and the team's not making a commitment to you. Major League Baseball seems to perhaps want to move away from the idea that you're a fan of a team so much as that you're a fan of MLB, the brand. This is not an Oakland phenomenon. This is not something to do with the particular situation at the Oakland Coliseum. This is something that other teams are going to do. It has much more to do with baseball teams and sports teams in general wanting public funding for their facilities and being willing to use the threat of relocation as leverage to get more money.
Well, Nina, our unofficial A's correspondent, thank you so much again for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's always great to talk to you, and let's go Oakland. As long as we can say that, we will be saying that. Let's go Oakland.
That was Nina Thorson, a producer for KQED. Thanks as well to KQED intern Daniel Eduardo Hernandez, who did the interview that you heard in this episode with Jorge Leon. This hour-long conversation with Nina was cut down and edited by our intern, Ellie Prickett Morgan. Maria Esquinca is our producer. She scored this episode and added all the tape. Music courtesy of the Audio Network. Additional production support by me. The Bay is a production of member-supported KQED in San Francisco. If you're interested in supporting our show, consider becoming a member yourself. Just go to kqed.org/donate. I'm Erica Cruz Guevara. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.